This is KUTX 98.9, live in Studio 1A. I'm Jody Denberg with a room full of our concert club members. Welcome, y'all, and thank you for being here. We appreciate your support. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are engineers, and KUTX is pretty damn proud to be sponsoring Riders Against the Storm Day tonight at the Empire Control Room. It's an amazing lineup that includes our guest, who is going to be playing with her band. She has either played with or made fans of people like Bootsy Collins and Dave Stewart and Steven Tyler and Sheila E. and Quincy Jones and Prince and John Mayer and Lenny Kravitz. I mean, it's incredible, an amazing bass player, and she's here to play for us live before the gig tonight at the Empire Control Room. Please welcome Nick West.
Yeah.
That was Nick West, live on KUTX with her band, Yubi Wang on the guitar, Tosh on drums, and Nick West on bass and vocals. They're playing tonight at the Empire Control Room. Whew! Nick, you have a sip of water. I'm just going to try and breathe after that. And I think the rest of us as well. That was amazing. The song is called Say Something. Welcome to Austin, Nick.
Thank you for having me, Austin.
Have you been here before?
This is my first time here, actually.
Where do you live?
I am from Phoenix, Arizona, but I live in LA.
That was so incredible. I mean, really, it took my breath away. And for those of you listening on the radio, you only got a segment of the show because the visual is amazing. And thank God our multimedia people are here recording it so you can watch it afterwards. Bass guitar. Not everyone who plays an instrument is drawn to the bass. Was that the instrument that you started when you started playing music?
I actually started on guitar. And then I heard Michael Jackson's You Want to Be Starting Something. And I heard that bass line going, ba-boom, ba-boom, boom, 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 boom. And I said, Dad, what is that? And he says, that's a bass, baby. And I said, well, I want to play that. So he took me to the pawn shop the next day and bought me like a $50 bass.
Now, when you play the bass guitar, it's not like, well, maybe it is, but you can't usually go out and just do a gig by yourself. You have to play with other players. So did that lead you to a place where you started immediately, you know, finding community with other musicians?
You know what? Being from Phoenix, I could not find a gig to save my life. I got on Craigslist and I'm like, okay, I'm a good solid bass player and I should be able to get a gig now. So I got on Craigslist and nobody would give me a gig. So what I did is I shortened my name to Nick so people would think it was a boy. And I got called. So I went in and the guy was like, dude, you're a girl? And that was the first time I actually got the gig because they actually listened to me and they were like, okay, you can hang.
Dude, you're a girl. Okay. I was trying to think of my favorite female bass players. You know, I like Sarah Lee, who was in the Gang of Four. Are you familiar with her?
Mm-hmm.
And are there others that were like mentors to you in any way in the bass playing realm?
I think Rhonda Smith, for sure. You know, she played for years with Prince. Carole Kaye, who's like one of the greatest and
the
most
Wrecking
recorded
Crew.
Of all time.
Right.
And then there was Susie Quattro, who kind of like, and I just found out about her maybe a couple years ago watching this documentary, but she was kind of the first one to kind of bring it out in the front to where people saw there was this girl kind of in the front playing the bass.
Now you incorporate some slapping or popping, if you will, and I guess the first person we heard doing that was Larry Graham Jr. from Sly,
yes.
Who also went on to play with Prince. Yes. Was he someone that you listened to coming up?
You know what? I came from the church world, so gospel music was kind of all I was allowed to listen to. So my dad would take me to church and he'd say, okay, get on your bass and just play what you hear. I'm like, but I don't know the songs. He's like, use your ears. And so later on, when people started saying, oh my God, you are so funky, I was like, funk? Funk? Funky? Me? What's that? And then I just started doing some research. And then, of course, I found Prince. And then when I found Prince, he was telling me about Larry Graham and Sly and the Family Stone. And, you know, then I finally decided to, okay, let me go and listen to Larry Graham. But everything that he was playing was so difficult for me that I just stopped listening to him for a while until I could finally get it. But
now, you said when you found Prince and then you said something to him. We found Prince, but we didn't get to talk to him. I mean, we did, to the speakers and all, but you had a relationship with him. How did that relationship form, and were there certain records or tours that you specifically participated in?
Well, for me, back in 2012, I was, and I tell this story all the time, I was extremely nervous. He called me, like, around 11, 12 at night, and I don't know how he got my number, and he says, I want to know if you want to come to Paisley Park and jam with me. So I said yes. The next morning, I went and jammed with him, and before that, he said, okay, do you know Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself by Sly and the Family Stone? And I said, yeah, I know that. Thinking the whole time that we're going to play a Prince song. We didn't do that. So he said, okay, play the song. So I attempted to play the song, but I froze. I couldn't play it. And so he says, who's your favorite bass player? And I started naming all my favorite bass players. And he said, I'm not asking you to be any of them. I'm asking you to be Nick West. So that gave me the confidence to go ahead and play the bass how I would play the bass. And after that, he offered me a job playing bass for him. He said, the job is yours if you want it. And I tossed and turned over this decision because I knew in my heart that I wanted to be an artist. And if I had done that, then it would be hard for me to let go of this position because he, you know, paid so well. So rather than me get started, I had to turn it down then. And but he respected me for that decision, and we continued to record and just jam together for the next, until his passing, actually.
Wow. Well, much respect to you, Nick. And I feel like Princess is in the house just looking at your purple hair right now. And I mean that sincerely. You know, it's just a beautiful thing. Nick West is our guest. She and this band played tonight at the Empire Control Room for Ross Day. Before we do another song, tell me about this movie, Axe Factor.
The Axe Factor is a documentary on women who play stringed instruments like guitar, bass. It was really just supposed to be about guitar players, and somehow it got morphed into where they kind of added bass players in there as well, because you couldn't talk about certain people without talking about Susie Quattro or, you know, Carole Kaye. So he just decided it's actually produced by a guy named Steve Swirsky, and he interviewed everybody from Susie Quattro to Lita Ford to Joan Jett to Orianthe, and it trickled all the way down to me. So I got a chance to be a part of this documentary about the history and the upcoming stars of the guitar and the bass.
Look forward to seeing that. The Axe Factor is the film we're talking to Nick West about. She's at the Empire Control Room tonight, and she and the band have another song for us. Which one are you going to do?
We are going to do a song called Forbidden Fruit.
Forbidden fruit, got me going crazy, got my mind flooded with maybe. I can't share my heart with you, cause baby,
That's Nick West, y'all. Live on KUTX. Song's called Forbidden Fruit. She and the band playing tonight at the Empire Control Room for the 4th annual Riders Against the Storm Day. Jackie Venson's on the bill, Raul Midon, PJ Morton, and Nick West plays at 9:15. I think you're going to have a good time tonight at the gig. Thank you for being here, and welcome to Austin, Nick, and the whole band. Let's hear it for him. You've been listening to Nick West, and y'all can stick around for one more song, right? And we'll film it, and we'll put them up on KUTX.org. You've been listening to Nick West live on KUTX.
Who are you to tell me what I can do? Tell me what I can achieve. I'm gonna get what I believe. You ain't shaking my faith. All it takes is a seed. Well, ain't nothing to it but to do it.
So much. Tosh Peterson on drums, PB Wang on guitar, and I'm Nick West.